More than a dozen partners are behind a new treatment program in Tulsa for meth addiction. During a virtual news conference Monday, leaders in the plan described meth addiction as a crisis in Tulsa. Interim State Mental Health Commissioner Carrie Slatton Hodges put it in perspective. In 2013, roughly 1 in 10 local treatment admissions were for meth.
Today, one-third of all Tulsa County substance abuse treatment admissions are for methamphetamine. That is just staggering.
The new model, dubbed the Tulsa Methamphetamine Treatment Continuum, involves partners like the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, OSU Center for Health Sciences, 12 and 12, and the City of Tulsa. It includes steps like increasing the number of beds at treatment provider 12 and 12, offering gender-specific addiction treatment, and providing sober living support and job services after treatment. Zach Stoikoff is executive director of Healthy Minds Policy Initiative.
We're talking about a new, more intensive, and more enhanced way for our community to treat meth addiction.
Addiction to the widely available drug is poised to get even worse. OSU Center for Health Sciences President Dr. Casey Shrum says a Johns Hopkins study found anxiety and depression have tripled during the coronavirus pandemic.
Unfortunately, it will leave in its wake an addiction and mental health crisis that will have long-lasting effects. That's why it's more important than ever that we have initiatives like the Tulsa Methamphetamine Treatment Continuum that can start helping Oklahomans today.
People in need of treatment will be directed to the program through criminal justice diversion programs or mental health referrals. 12 and 12 estimates it will be able to treat an additional 400 people a year in its expanded methamphetamine recovery program. The City of Tulsa allocated $252,000 in coronavirus relief funds to the treatment continuum. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.